Thank you for the worship this morning.
感谢主，我们有敬拜早晨。
To listen to you sing and to praise God blesses my heart and spirit.
那么当我们这样来赞美主的时候呢，心里实在觉得我们是何等的蒙祝福。
It hardly seems possible that we have now passed through another year.
好像有的时候好像看来可能好像非常的快啊，又一年又过去了。
And we come to a season that's one of my favorite seasons in the year.
已经进入到就我个人来说是一年中最好的这样一个季节。
It's a most wonderful time to be a Christian and to be able to share with family and friends.
成为一个基督徒是一个何等美好的事，并且能够跟家里人一同来分享。
I love to watch children during the Christmas season as well.
在这圣诞节的季节啊，那孩子们在一起，非常的好，我非常的喜欢这样。
No matter how young or how old, we all have an exciting time during the Christmas season.
在这样的一个季节里，不管我们是年长一些还是年轻一些，这都是一个好季节。
Now I don't know where you stand in terms of the person called Santa Claus.
我不知道你们是怎么看有一个所谓叫做圣诞老人的这样的一位人物。
Certainly, Santa Claus is a lot of fun for a lot of children.
或许对一些很多小孩来说圣诞老人是很有趣。
So I found a collection of some letters that children sent to this person called Santa Claus.
那么有的时候我们收集到一些孩子们呢写给这个所谓圣诞老人的写的信。
Let me just share a couple with you.
那我这里就读几封。
One read, Dear Santa.
有一个这样的说，亲爱的圣诞老人。
You did not bring me anything good last year.
在整个的去年的一年中，你什么好东西都没给我。
You didn't bring me anything good the year before.
甚至前一年你都没有给我任何的好处。
And this is your last chance.
这是你最后的机会。
Signed, Alfred.
一个人的名字。
Okay, another favorite of mine is Dear Santa.
另外一封很有名的也是亲爱的圣诞老人。
There are three little boys that live in this house.
在这个家里有三个小男孩住着。
There is Jeffrey, he is two.
有一个叫做 Jeffrey 的，他两岁。
There's David and he's four.
还有一个四岁的大卫。
And there's Norman, he is seven.
还有一个七岁的诺曼。
Jeffrey is good some of the time.
那 Jeffrey 呢，有时候还蛮乖。
David is good some of the time.
那大卫呢，有时候也蛮乖。
But Norman is good all of the time.
但是呢，诺曼呢，他什么时候都很乖。
And I'm Norman.
我就是诺曼。
So.Whether we laugh at this or not, young people have a great time during this year, this time of the season.
不管我们有的时候觉得这些好蛮可笑啊，蛮有意思啊，但是不管怎么说，那些年轻一点的他们都是来觉得这是个美好的季节。
But more important is the story that our brother read to you this morning.
那么我想更重要的是圣经上写给我们的这个真实的故事。
Where it tells us the wonderful news about Jesus coming to earth to become man.
那么这是我们的主耶稣他到地上来成为人，这是一个何等大的喜讯。
I believe with all of my heart that he came in order to show us how we ought to live.
那么我想主耶稣在我的心里，我实在是觉得主耶稣到地上来有一件事是为了向我们来表明我们应该如何的活着。
And the story of Jesus' birth should never grow old.
我想关于主耶稣降生到地上这个故事永远不该陈旧。
Although I've been a Christian for many years and I've heard the story again and again, there's always something fresh to hear of the story of Jesus.
那么不管我年龄有多大，我有多少的年日来听过这同样的故事，但是这个故事对我来说每次听起来都是那样的新鲜。
You notice the title of my sermon today is The Gift That Takes a Lifetime to Unwrap.
我想大家可能知道今天早上这个信息的主题是一个礼物，它需要我们一生把它来打开。
I've watched my mother as she has wrapped gifts for the family.
我就看我的母亲如何的为家里每一个成员来包礼物。
I've watched my wife as she has wrapped gifts for each member of the family with love and special care.
并且呢，我也看见我的妻子如何的带着爱，带着那一份的关怀给家里的每一个人来包礼物。
I believe we will all admit there's something magical about unwrapping gifts.
我们实在有的时候有点感觉到好像是一件很奇妙的这样一件事情来打开一件礼物。
It's the anticipation and the excitement as to what lies beneath the bow.
有的时候我们带着一种的好奇，带着一种的期待来看，到底礼物意味着什么。
But I wonder how many of us remember what we unwrapped just a year ago.
我想我蛮想知道我们这当我们打开的时候，这去年的这个过去的一年，那个打开的礼物里面到底是我们得到什么。
But I want us all to know that there is a gift that we can unwrap every day of our life.
那我想告诉大家，有这么一件礼物，是我们每一天都可以来打开，可以享用的。
It is a gift that takes a lifetime to unwrap.
这实在是一件礼物，我们用我们一生来把它打开支取。
I want us to look at this gift.
我愿意我们再来看一看这个礼物。
As we are on the doorstep of the celebration of Christmas.
当人们开始要进入来庆祝圣诞节的时候。
First, I want us to see that on that day when baby Jesus came, he gave us all.
我们愿意看到那一天主耶稣来的时候，他把一切都给我们了。
As we read the scripture, we discovered, first of all, it was an instant gift.
当我们读这段经文的时候，我们第一个是看到这是一个及时的，一下子给我们的。
It is an instant gift that God promises to all who will ask for it.
这是神允许给每一位向他所要的，并且是一下子全都可以给我们的。
Do you remember the words that John, the disciple, spoke?
我们是不是有时候会记得使徒约翰说过那样的话？
To all who receive him.
所有接受他的,
to those who believe in his name,
就是那些信他名的人,
he gave the right to become children of God.
他就赐他们做神儿女的权柄。
What a great gift to unwrap this morning.
今天早晨我们实在觉得这件礼物打开了，这是何等大的一件礼物。
To realize that the moment that we invite Jesus to come into our lives, instantly we have unwrapped the gift of God.
当我们接受主耶稣，信他，接受主耶稣我们救主的时候，在那一刹那，我们把这个礼物打开了。It
is great comfort and hope to know.
这实在在我们里面是个安慰，是一个盼望。That
all are invited to receive this instant gift.
我们都被邀请来接受这瞬间可以得到的礼物。And
all we must do is simply receive it.
我们所需要做的非常简单，就是来接受。Not
only was this an instant gift.
不仅这是一个瞬间可以得到的礼物,
but it was a gift that was wrapped,
并且是一个包起来的礼物,
and takes a lifetime to unwrap.
是需要我们用一生的时间来把它打开。
When Jesus was born that day in Bethlehem,
当主耶稣在伯利恒降生的那一天,
it was just the beginning of the gift unwrapping.
这只是这件礼物被打开的一个开始。
Every day that I wake up,
每天早晨当我醒来的时候,
I get the opportunity to unwrap another part of eternal life.
我愿意有这样一个机会来打开这个永远生命天上给我们的礼物的新的一部分。
And this eternal life is what God has prepared for me.
这个永远的生命是我们的神为我预备的。
Another passage of scripture reminds us of this.
另外一段圣经提醒我们,
no eye has seen,
眼睛未曾看见,
no ear has heard,
耳朵未曾听见,
no mind has conceived what God has preferred,
心未曾想到神所为我们预备的,
for those who love him. Just think,
只是这样的，我们来思想。
God allows me to unwrap a little more of His wonderful salvation every day.
每一天，神都愿意我将他这奇妙的救赎这一件的礼物都能够多得到，多打开一点点。
My prayer for you, brothers and sisters, is that every day will become more special as we discover God's love.
我的祷告是愿意当我们来打开哦，来挖掘哦，来发现神给我们礼物的那一个新的部分的时候，我们是每天都能经历到的。
I believe with all of my heart that I am not the same person today that I was yesterday.
我实在觉得我这个人从我们的心智深处来说，我们跟昨天不一样。
Because as I unwrap the gift I've discovered, the gift of peace, the gift of joy and faith,
因为我每一天我都能够从这礼物中经历更多的平安，更多的喜乐。
Of kindness and gentleness and understanding.
更多的温柔，更多的理解，更多主的性情。
And yes, sometimes there's tribulations as well.
是的，有的时候我们会碰到一些的难处。
And on we can go.
一点一点这样的走过来。
God allows us to unwrap His love.On a daily basis.
神愿意我们这样来每天来打开来支取这礼物中他的爱。
Another thing that I discovered this morning.
另外一件事今天早晨我感觉到。
It was not a cheap gift.
这不是一件廉价的礼物。
It was a gift of enormous value.
这是我们的主付了极大的代价，这是一个极大价值的礼物。
Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift.
我们实在愿意感谢我们的主，他给我们这件的礼物是我们没有办法来诉说的。
Who could begin to ever put a price on the gift that God has given through His Son Jesus Christ?
我们谁能够来想象神愿意将他的儿子来作为礼物给我们这些人？
The shepherds realized what a great gift they had been given.
那些牧羊人他们有感觉这个礼物是何等的伟大。
The Bible tells us that they glorified and praised God for what they had heard and what they had seen.
那么他们是在他们听见了他们并且看见了之后他们荣耀要来赞美要归于天上的神。
The wise men understood.
聪明的人明白。
The gift was given to each and every one of us freely.
这个礼物是白白的送给我们每一个人的。
It cost us nothing.
对我们来说，什么代价都不用付。
And it was instantaneous.
并且是瞬间可以得到的。
The moment that we invite Jesus to come into our life, He comes in and He takes residence in our lives.
当我们接受主耶稣进到我们里面的时候，主耶稣就实在进到我们里面，并且一直住在我们里面。
And even as we sang this morning the song, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine.
并且正像我们今天早上歌里那有福的确据中所唱的，基督是我的。
It is the most important gift that we can have in our life.
在我们一生中所有的礼物中，没有一件比这个更重要。
I say it again, the gift was given to each of us at no cost.
我再次要强调，这件礼物我们得到不需要付代价。
But it cost God everything because He gave His only begotten Son.
但是对神来说，他付了所有的代价，因为他把他的独生子舍了。
Another thing I discovered from the Christmas story that we've read today.
另外当我们从今天我们所读的主耶稣降生的故事中我感觉到
He doesn't want us to keep the gift.
他不想让我们只是保存这件礼物。
He wants us to give it away.
他愿意我们把这个礼物分享出去。
This gift that we have been given takes a lifetime to unwrap.
这个礼物需要我们一生的时间去打开去支取。
And has been given in order that we can give it to others.
它也是为了让我们不仅自己得到，我们也能够分享给别人。
It is not just our gift.
这不仅是我们的礼物。
But a gift for all to receive.
这是给所有愿意接受的人的礼物。
Our hearts broke this week as we heard of the tragedy that took place in Southern California.
当我们这个星期看到在南加州发生的一些惨案的时候，我们的心好像碎了。
And we ask ourselves the question, how can this happen?
我们有的时候会这样的问自己，这个事情怎么能够发生？
And I continually am reminded from the scriptures.
但是我不断地被神的话所提醒。
That the enemy has come to kill and to steal.
仇敌来了，他是要来杀害，来毁坏。
And the only answer,
偷窃
the only answer is to find the person of Jesus who gives hope and changes the life.
像我们唯一得安慰的是，我们能够看到，我们能够找到主耶稣，我们的救主，他是我们的盼望。
Sin is the biggest problem that we face today.
罪是我们所面临的最大的问题。
But we have been given the gift.
但是我们已经得到了这样的礼物。
To unwrap in order that we can give it away to others.
这样的礼物我们可以打开，并且我们也可以分享给别人。
And as they receive it, their lives are changed and they are made new persons.
当他们也得到这样的礼物的时候，他们的生命就改变了，他们成为新人。
The gift that is, that takes a lifetime to unwrap is an inscribable gift and truly
这个礼物是需要一生去打开的，我们没有办法来把它完全诉说表达明白，但是很真实的是
It enriches the life of everyone who gets it.
它能够达到每一个人我们愿意来给的。
Before I received the gift, I walked alone, forsaken without hope.
当我得到这个礼物之前，我也是很孤独地走在人生的路上，没有任何的盼望。
But after I receive this gift, Jesus walks with me every day.
但是当我得到了这个礼物之后，主耶稣每天伴我同行。
I am not alone.
我不再孤独。
Yes, the gift that takes a lifetime to unwrap.
是的，这个礼物需要一生才能够完全被打开。
Enriches every life.That receives it.
他达到每一个能够达到的愿意接受他的生命。
So let me conclude our message this morning.
所以愿意我们这样来结束早上的这篇信息。
The child that was born in the manger.
那一个孩子诞生。
That day was a gift that was wrapped in swaddling clothes.
那个孩子诞生的时候，他身上是包着布。
But as we unwrap that gift, we can see it.
当我们来打开这个礼物的时候
，It is a gift that is instantly ours when we receive it.
这个看上去很平凡的礼物，当我们打开的时候，瞬间就可以让我们得到并享用。
A gift that takes a lifetime to unwrap.
这一个需要一生的时间去打开的礼物。
A gift of enormous value.
这个礼物是何等的价值。
A gift that was given to give away.
这个礼物给我们，也为了让我们能够把它分享出去。
A gift that enriches every life that receives it.
这个礼物能够达到，并且能够丰富每一个能够得到它的那个人的生命。
May we all cherish the gift.
愿意我们都珍惜这样的礼物。
And take time every day to unwrap it in our lives.
并且每一天我们都用心去把它打开去支取。
As the songwriter has said,
就像有一首歌中这样的来唱道
May our love for God
愿我们向着神的爱
become more precious day by day
一天比一天更宝贵
As we learn to live for him
当我们愿意来学习怎么为他而活的时候
and to experience his life in our life
我们就能够经历到他的生命成为我们的生命
Amen
Amen.